hands. 'Tis a beauty. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy New Year to everybody. Let's give God a praise for his grace and his mercy. Brought us over into a brand new year. How many happy to be here today? How many know it was nobody but Jesus that brought you this far? Stand to your feet as we bless the Lord today. Sing a verse or two of blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Everybody, look at the monitors. Bless the
assurance. Jesus is mine.
blessed. What are we doing? Watching and waiting. Our church, we're looking above. Filled with His goodness. Lost in His love. Come on, help me shout. This is my story. Yeah, Lord. Kitchen will come with our prayer and our sponsored reading and scripture. Amen.
Every head bow, every eye closed. Oh, what a wonderful day. Yes. Our Father and our God. Yes. Oh, how excellent is your name in all this earth. We come now in the name of Jesus, thanking you again for a new day. For your word says that this is the day that you have made. And you have told us to rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, we're rejoicing now because we thank you that you brought us another year. We thank you that you brought us all the way from our homes to 4192 Brownsville Road. Thank you. Here we are in this worship service. Come now, Holy Spirit. Father, remove anything, any distractions that may be causing any of us not to worship you in spirit and in truth. Come now, Holy Spirit. Preach for us, teach for us, sing for us. Come now, Holy Spirit. We may worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We may worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask for preaching power from Pastor. We ask for the choir to sing like never before. We ask if you want us to shout, move our feet like never before. Thank you for giving us this privilege. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. We come now to give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we say amen. 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 If there are any parishioners, you may let them in. Today, again, being the day at this second watch, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Amen. Turn with me to a familiar passage in our Bibles. Amen. The first book of Corinthians. Amen. I think it will be posted on the monitors. The first book of Corinthians, the 11th chapter. I believe it is. Yes, the 11th chapter. Amen. Beginning there at verse 23. We will all read it in unison. Amen. I'll read verse 23. You will follow thereafter. And we will all read verse 34 together. Amen. Amen. For I have received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, whosoever eat this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another, all together. But if any hunger, let him eat at home. When I come. Amen. Please remain standing. If there are any parishioners, you may let them in. Turn with us to the 32nd division of Psalm. The 32nd division of Psalm. That's in the Old Testament. The 32nd division of Psalm. Amen. For our morning scripture. Beginning at verse 8, the 32nd division of Psalm, beginning at verse 8. And verse 8 reads, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord," somebody say, "trust in the Lord." Amen. "He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all ye upright hearts." Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. Preach that, Pastor. Let's hear from our choir. Thank you.
call the roll. Till I get there, I want to be included in the celebration. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Once again, we give all praises and honor to our Heavenly Father for bringing us over into a brand new year, 2023. How many happy about being in this new year? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We want to give all honor to our clergies in the house and to the officers, to the deacons, deaconess mothers, choir ushers, saints and friends, our first family, and to all of you who are listening in to our broadcast today. We welcome you, amen, to the service. And we say once again to you, Happy New Year. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to thank those that tune in and listening and watched us virtually on our New Year's Eve service. Amen. We thank God for you. And we want to just give a shout out to our choir. Amen. And our musicians. Amen. Our mass choir did a wonderful job. And amen. Our sound technician, we thank you, amen, for setting it all up. And so we praise God for all of you. Thank you so much. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for your Christmas cards and your gifts. Thank you so very much. You know, people don't have to be nice to you. And I just want you to know I appreciate that. Amen. It makes me want to run a little harder. Amen. And a little longer. That's how good you are to me. Amen. Praise God. All right. The deaconesses, do they have an announcement? No. All right. Okay. All right. We like for all visitors that are here with us, will you please stand? We have any visitors? Any visitors here today? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Please tell us your name and where you're from. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Welcome here to New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. We are so honored to have you today to be our guest. And we pray that we say something or do something that would inspire you to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Praise God. Amen. All right. We want to continue asking you to view our Bible study virtually and our Sunday school and our prayer service on Saturday evenings. Amen. It's so important that we stay in the Word of God. If you attended Sunday school this morning, the Word says, if my people, he's talking about us that has a relationship with him. Amen. We would just humble ourselves and pray. Amen. Turn from our wicked ways and seek his face. Then will he hear from heaven and he'll heal the land. Amen. So he wants his people, amen, to pray. And so we're asking you to please join us in the word because 2022 had its challenges and 2023 is going to have its challenges. Amen. And I tell people, you know, chastisement comes two ways. Number one, is when you don't do, and number two, when you do bad. So it pays for us to do what? Follow the instructions of the Lord. Amen? And if we stay in His Word, then He will direct our path. So we submit to you that you would please join us in our Bible study and our prayer service. Amen. All right. Again, you have been such great people of God. You've been wonderful in 22 in paying your tithe and your offering. And we say to you that we really appreciate that. And we hope that you will continue doing so. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let us continue praying for those on our sick and concerned list. Deaconess Anita Bedford was scheduled for surgery on the 29th of December. So we're praying that she's recovering well. So just keep her lifted in prayer, if you will. And one of our ushers, Brother Mark Thornton, father has been diagnosed with cancer. And we ask that you would please keep Brother William Thornton in your prayers, if you will. And Sister Virginia Martin, amen, was in a car accident. And I see she's here this morning. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Pray for Sister Bessie Bonney, Reverend Donovan's wife who had surgery, Deacon Cohen family, Deacon Sims. Pray for him. Deacon Robert Jackson, please keep him lifted in prayer. Brother William Hunter, amen. Please keep all of those in your prayers, if you will. Amen. And we getting ready now for the third Sunday in January this month, third Sunday in January, we will have our new members service. And all new members that can and will, we want you to get involved. We want you to do something. We want to see what your talents are. Amen. So that you can bless us with your talents. And also, all of those members, you know, from COVID up until this present time, we haven't been given the right hand of fellowship. But on the third Sunday, all of those members who have joined since then up until now, we ask that you will be here so that we can give you the right hand of fellowship. Is that all right? Amen. So we hope that, I believe we have an announcement from our chairperson.
Good morning and Happy New Year, New Hope. Good
morning.
To piggyback off what Pastor said, yes, third Sunday at 10:45 service only, we will have the new members program. I have pretty much touched bases with everyone, and as well, we're going to have a right-hand a fellowship. Also, we're asking all auxiliary heads to please be present or have a person available so the new members will know who is who, who's over what ministry. I get so many calls, who is the first lady, who is over this, who is over that. So if you have someone that's available that could be here that could stand or come down and present themselves, you know, for example, they can join the usher board or the courtesy ministry or, you know, whatever. Thank you. And if you have any questions, new members that are here, please send me out the services. Thanks. Appreciate
Amen.
It.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you real good. Amen. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts and minds for our communion service. Reverend Kitchen is going to come and minister to us our hymn of praise. Amen. This morning, there is a fountain. Amen. Hopefully, they will have it on the monitors where we can sing it together. Amen. If you do have a hymn book and page 84. Amen. All right. All right. It is on the monitors. So let us stand together and sing.
There is a fountain.
Drawn
from
Standing as we get ready, amen, to be administered our Lord's Supper.
Man, as our parishioners are entering in, we'll give everyone time to be seated. This hour, this moment, I count it a joy and a privilege to just one more time to be able to partake of the Lord's Supper. God been good to all of us. If you got legs to walk, you ought to be grateful. If you got got eyes to see. You ought to be grateful. Pastor, I don't mean to take too long, but what a great day. The first Sunday in the year 2023. The first day that we counted a blessing to be here. The first Sunday in a new year. We ought to be thanking God, giving him the glory. Because only he was the one that went to Calvary to save a wretch like me. Amen. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Again, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This minute, this second, this hour, Father, come to say thank you. For nobody but you, Lord, hung, bled, and died there on a cross at Calvary Hill. And we say thank you. It was you that you could have come down, but you chose to stay right there. And we say thank you. And now here we are right now, this hour, asking you to bless these sacraments as we partake of this blood and body, as symbolic as it is. Thank you for going to the cross. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for saving the sins of this world and a wretch like all of us. Father, we once was lost, but now we're found. We was once blind, but now we can see. Clean us up what we've messed up. Purge us to the point, Lord, where you can take out of us that needs to be taken out of us. And Lord, as we partake of these sacraments, let us remember what you did for us. In the name of Jesus, we say amen, amen, amen. The bread that we hold in our hands is symbolic of the body that was broken of Jesus as he was there on the cross. Let us all eat together in remembrance of him. Likewise, the cup that we hold in our hand is symbolic of the blood that came streaming out of Jesus' body. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Mother Johnson, come on and give me just a little bit more of that song this morning, if you don't mind.
Amen. It's good to be in the number one more time. All right. One more time. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh,
Amen. A reminder. We all have a cross to bear. We all have to do something. Many times we want to wait on the Lord to do everything. God wants us to do something. Praise God. Thank you, choir, for that wonderful selection. I mustn't keep you too long. There in Psalms 32, verse 8. As we get moving through this new year, here's what the Lord says. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and I will guide you with my eye. Thank you. Be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you for one more day that you allowed us to be here. Now, Lord, we ask that thou would come and take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might hear a word from heaven. They might be saved, set free, delivered, be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know if you come that everything will be all right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. New year, new way. New year, new way. I believe the Apostle Paul says, forgetting those things that are behind, pressing forward to, amen, the mark of a high calling that is in Christ Jesus. And for us to be able to function the way God wants us to function, he simply says, I will instruct you in the way you should go. I will teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. New year, new way. Let me start with a question. Are you going to let God lead you, or are you going to lead yourself? Life is a journey from here to there. And in between time will determine how effective you will be. You hear many times they sing the song, may the works I've done speak for me. Today I want to say that God initiates a journey from here to there. God will make it evident that you are going to make that journey if you follow his instructions. But if it is not a God-initiated journey, then God will be silent. Sometimes God will stand back and say, you're on your own. You know how it is with your children. You do all that you can do for them, and still seemingly they want to do their own thing. Every now and then you got to get to the point that you got to stand back and say, you go for it. You think you know better than me. Then you go for it. Well, today I want to expand upon that discussion. I don't want you to think that in a God-initiated journey, that he allow us to take it into our own hands. Do not take the journey and move from here to there by yourself. You need the GPS of God to keep you on the right track. You need God, and I need God to guide me through this journey. If it is a God-initiated journey, he will not only tell you which way to go, but he will guide you on the way. And every now and then, when you get off track, he's like the GPS. He'll tell you you're going the wrong way. Let us, if you will, explore the idea as we look at our scripture today from Psalms 32 and 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with mine eye. God does not want a man you to go by yourself. His word says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Yeah, he says that he will instruct you and teach you in the way that you go if he has the time. No, he don't say that. He don't say that. No. Do you know what that means? God always have time for you. It does not matter if your journey is a short journey, a medium-sized journey, or an extreme long journey. God of this universe have time for you. He says, if you seek me, you'll find me. The Lord, brothers and sisters, if it is a God-initiated journey, always have time to guide us from here to there. Amen. He never makes the excuse of having no time. Well, he may not come when you want him, but he'll always be on time. Now think about your life. How many times have you been disappointed in the last 2 years? You had a plan to go to India or a trip to go on a vacation. But because of COVID-19, you had canceled all your plans several times. God's always and his plans are higher than your plans. Look at the verse in Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So do you realize, brothers and sisters, that God made a personal commitment to us? He will always have time for you. The God of the universe will never tell us that he doesn't have time for us. Let us meditate on this blessed promise. Scripture verse here in Psalms 32 and 8. It contains three promises for every one of us. Verse 8 says, I will instruct you in the way you should go. I will teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with mine eye. Notice, if you will, I will instruct you. God says, I will instruct you. This year, 2023, God promised us that I will instruct you in the way you should go. Man who had bought a brand new car replaced the warning lights with spoken instructions in a robot voice. In a monotone voice, the voice would say, your door isn't closed properly. Your seat belt isn't fastened properly. On one occasion, he heard the voice and it says, your fuel level is getting low. The driver thanked it and figured he had sufficient fuel to take him a further 50 miles, ignored the voice, and kept on driving. A few minutes later, the voice repeated, your fuel level is low. The further he drove, the more often the voice repeated the warning. Getting frustrated, he stopped his car, searched under the dashboard, and found the appropriate wires. He quickly pulled the warning light cable. But a few minutes later, his car shut down and stopped. The car was out of fuel. We all have a little voice, yeah, inside of us. Sometimes God will speak to us in a small voice, or your conscience, or sometimes he'll pull it, amen, you to the side and says, can you hear me now? We are late to discover that we have run out of fuel. The Bible says in Isaiah 30:2, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right, or whenever you turn to the left, I will teach you. God promised us that that he will be there to teach us along the way. Our Lord is a teacher and a master of all preachers. He does great things. He does unsearchable things. He does marvelous things without a number. John 14:26 says, but the counsel, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, amen, that the mighty counselor will teach you all things. He will teach you and remind us of the way we should go. The question is, are you listening? Christ promised to teach and remind you. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. If we want to enjoy the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, we must then be students who will listen to the instructions of the Lord. Listen to what Isaiah 48:17 says. He says, I am the Lord your God, who teach you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. He will teach you profitable things. He will teach you that what is right for you and your family. He will teach you what is profitable and what is profitable to you. He will teach you the present and the future of your life. He will let you know what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul. Well, the Lord of Jehovah says in Proverbs 1:3, he said, surely that I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my word known to you. I will guide you. So look at the second half of verse 8. It says, I will guide you with mine eye. That means I will keep my eyes on you. I will give you counsel. Counselor means to be very close, up and personal. In business chamber, the instructor will tell the student not to put a lot of things between themselves and the clients. to keep the desk small and simple. Let few, amen, things be a barrier between you and the clients. It is all about building that relationship and letting them know that you care about them. That's the way God is with us. God has said, move out your mess and let me be next to you. Move out your mess and develop a relationship with me. The Bible says in Isaiah 49 and 16, see, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. In other words, God has us in his hands. The Lord says he will put up with us. In all of our mess, he will be by our side. He will keep us even when we don't keep our silly selves. He cares for us. He cares so much that he clearly sees his eyes upon you. He's watching over you. Day and night, he's got angels watching over you. When my enemy encamp round about me, he hides me in his pavilions. What I'm trying to say is that God, as a heavenly Father, is giving me that eye, as he says, I am watching you. There is a beautiful scripture, amen, in the Ezekiel 36 and 9, that tells us, for indeed I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you shall be, amen, tilled and sown. What it is saying, my brothers and sisters, so why is that so important? A journey from here to there always have dangers. The journey is always unexpected. I do not need, amen, God, social distancing. I need him right next to me for his watchful eye. I don't want to go off the path, amen, he has created for me. I am traveling down life highway. God has blessed me with gifts, amen, that I might bless somebody else. But if I'm not careful, Satan will get me off track. He will have me going after things that won't benefit me. It might look good to my eye, but when I try to do it, I come by to let you know that the things that this world will not last very long. So I've got to get back on track. I got to put my trust in the Lord. He's given me a voice to sing. I got to get back on the battlefield. He's given me the wisdom to preach. I got to get back on the battlefield. He's given me a sense to serve. I got to get back on the battlefield. Because if I'm not careful, Satan will have me doing the things of the world, and I'll get off track, and before you know it, I'll miss my joy. But if I keep my mind focused on the Lord, he will protect me. He will watch over me. He will comfort me. He will guide me. He will keep me in perfect peace. If I keep my mind staying on him. Do I have a witness here? Isaiah says in 43 and 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall not it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. There are Christian men and women who willingly follow a God-initiated journey. Those are the ones who get the true blessing. Those are the ones that give him praise. Those are the ones that lift him up. Those are the ones that say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away from me. You might have all the money in the world, but money can't buy you eternal life. Money might buy you a bed, but it won't buy you no sleep. Y'all don't hear me? Those are the things I want you to understand, that God's blessings is better than what you can get out of the world, because the worldly things are going to pass away. I heard a psalmist say in Psalm 32, 10 and 11, he said, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Good God Almighty, every time I think about it, I be glad in the Lord. I rejoice in the Lord. I shout in the Lord, because goodness and mercy is following me all the days of my life. I wish I had somebody would get excited about Jesus and what he's doing in your life. Your sickness is not too hard for God. Your consequences is not too hard for God. Your situation is not too hard for God. For his grace and his mercy keeps on blessing me over and over again. Is there anybody in here to just lift your hands and say, look where he brought me from? He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Can anybody lift your hands and say, he cleaned up what I messed up so I can start my life over again? Is there anybody here that my footsteps are getting better now because I'm walking in the path of righteousness? Is there anybody here can lift your hands and say, through it all, through it all, through it all, he kept me, he kept me, he kept me. Is there anybody here can lift your hands and said, it was nobody but Jesus. When I was down, he picked me up. When I was lonely, he was my friend. Is there anybody here can lift your hands? Say, I was sick and he healed me. I was blind and he gave me sight. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. He's instructing me. He's guiding me. He's holding me. 2023. Learn how to lean on God. Learn how to put your trust in him. And lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, and he will direct your path. New year, new way. I'm not going back to what I used to do. God got too much waiting on me. I got to move forward now. I got to get his blessing. I got to reach for the sky, because the sky is the limit. I say to you young people, don't settle for anything. Get all you can get so God can give you all that he's got for you. Push yourself. Listen, push yourself to be better. If anybody else can do it, you can do it too. Never tell yourself, that's all I can do. That might be all you can do. But with God, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. With God, I can do all things. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't no good. You let them know I'm a child of God. And my Father has the best for me. Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the best is yet to come. Come on, tell somebody, the best is yet to come in this new year. All you got to do is reach for God's hands and let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. He'll always be by your side. If there's one here today that has not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to offer Christ to you. I'm not necessarily trying to solicit you to join this church. You can join any church that you want. The main thing is I want you to get
it's
Jesus. The beginning of 2023, I want you to be safe, that you have the security that if I don't wake up in the morning, I know everything will be all right. If that's your desire, come give me a hand and give God your heart. Let him stir up the gift that is in you, that you can be all that he wants you to be. If you're here, will you come? Come by letter, Christian Experience, Canada Baptist. Whatever your desire is, the Lord is waiting for you. He simply says, whosoever will, let him come. And listen, don't make the mistake of trying to say, let me get right before I give my life to Jesus. No. Giving your life to Jesus will get you right. You can't get right by yourself. You need the direction and guiding of His Holy Spirit to get you right. It don't matter what you've done. Jesus says, come. Come.
It's a new day.
Come.
A fresh anointing. Yeah. It's coming my way.
Come on, start the new year upright. Start the new year upright.
And
get in the wheel of God. Won't you come?
It's a new season.
Yeah.
Coming to me.
Yeah, Lord.
It's a new season.
Come on, it's a new day now, new season.
It's a new day.
Won't you come?
Fresh anointing.
Yeah.
It's flowing my way. It's a season of power.
This is your time. This is your
and
time.
Prosperity. It's a new season.
In case you need somebody to come with
it's
you.
It's a new
just
season.
Just raise your hand. Somebody will come and walk down the aisle
it's
with
a
you.
New season.
Won't you come?
It's a new season.
Yeah.
It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season.
Yes.
Coming to me.
Well, maybe you're not here in the sanctuary, but you want to be saved. I want you to know that God is available for you right now, no matter where you are. Whether you're in your home, in your car, wherever you might be, God is there. And all you have to do, as the word told us in Sunday school lesson this morning, humble ourselves and seek God's face. Remember, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we will be truthful with ourselves and know that we are not saved. And surrender our lives to him and ask him to forgive us of our sins The word says he's faithful to forgive you. So pray this simple prayer with me, no matter where you are. Just bow your head and close your eyes and say, Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. I confess I've done wrong. Take me now, Lord, own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. And perhaps 2023, you had some things that have been bugging you in 2022 and you want to let it go. As our altar call, give you the invitation. You can release it right now. The Bible plainly says, casting all your cares upon me, because I careth for you. If that is your desire this morning, whatever is troubling you, and you know problems, health, family, sometimes can imprison us and cause us not to be able to function the way we need to function. God says, give it to me. Let me handle it. So stretch forth your hands toward the altar now and say, Lord, here it is. Here it is. If it's nothing but saying, Lord, I'm putting my life in your hand in 2023. Reverend Kitchen, can I trouble you just one more time? As he prayed the altar prayer, you release whatever is troubling you. And say, Lord, here it is. I've given it to you. Clean up what I messed up so I can start my life all over again. Take it away, Lord. It's on my mind. I'm trying to figure it out when you've already worked it out. Lord, take it away. Give it to him. Give it to him right now. Let's pray with the watchman.
Almighty and eternal God, it is in again your Son Jesus. Wonderful name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we come. Father, we got some issues.
Yes. Help us, Lord.
Father, we got some distractions.
My Lord.
2022 left us in some uncertainties.
Have mercy, Lord.
But now here we are in 2023.
Yeah, Lord.
Realizing regardless of what happened in 2022.
Uh-huh.
We want to give your name the glory.
Yeah, Lord.
We want to give your name the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
We say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For the good times.
Yeah.
Thank you. For the not so good times.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For the illnesses.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the deficiencies.
Yeah.
Because had it not been for you.
Yeah, Lord.
Where would any of us be?
My Lord.
And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For you've been good to us.
Yes.
Nobody but you brought us
from
Lord. A mighty long way.
Yeah.
Father, you kept us safe.
Thank you, Lord.
Just on last night.
Well.
Father, there was danger lurking all around our bedside.
Well.
But nobody but you.
You, Lord.
Kept your loving arms of protection around us.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, you did not let any hurt, harm, or danger come upon us.
Yes, Lord.
And we say thank you.
Thank you.
And now, Lord, here we are.
Here we are, Lord.
This hour, this moment.
Yeah.
Whatever 2023 has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Father, let your will be done.
Yeah, Lord.
Whatever the situation is, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Let your will be done.
Yes, sir.
Let your will be done.
Yes, Lord.
This day.
Yes, Lord.
This hour.
Yeah.
This moment.
Uh-huh.
Lord, touch.
Touch, Lord Jesus.
Those that are dealing with illness.
Yes.
Touch their bodies.
Yes, Lord.
Heal them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Make them whole again in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Somebody needs to be set free.
Yes, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Set free right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yellow, yellow.
Deliver
right
now.
Now, Lord.
In
right
the
now.
name of Jesus.
Yeah, right now, Lord.
Make whole again.
Hallelujah.
As you've done before.
Yes, Lord.
We give you the honor.
Yeah.
We give you all the praises.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for Pastor Steve.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for his family.
Thank you.
Thank you for the New Hope family.
Yeah, Lord.
Lord, keep us together.
Yeah.
Keep us strong. Keep us lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, we can worship you.
Yeah.
In the beauty of your holiness.
Uh-huh.
Thank you now.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We say amen.
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 Come on, give God praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank him for his blessings. Thank him for his healing. Thank him for his deliverance. Amen. Be seated, please. We want to just bless this choir for singing so beautiful. Give them a hand, if you will. Amen. Our musicians, give them a hand. God bless. Amen. Praise God. Our ushers, we thank God for them today. Amen. Our sound technician, thank God for them. Amen. God bless you. And we thank God for you being here today. Y'all look so beautiful. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. And again, we thank all visitors that have come to be with us today. And we hope that we have been a blessing to you. God bless you. All right, as we get ready to leave, again, we wish you all a happy new year and a prosperous one. Amen. We know we're going to have some issues that we got to face, but we know who's with us. Amen. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadows of death, for thou art with me. Amen. Do me a favor. Pray for my mom. The Lord's will, on next Sunday, she'll be 93 years old. Amen. So keep her lifted in prayer, if you will. Amen. We thank God that he has blessed her to be here. She's the last of her siblings. There were 16 of them. Amen. And she is the last living one. Amen. And so we feel honored that the Lord saw fit to allow her to be his. So now, like, she's like the mother of everybody else in the family, you know. Praise God. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Amen. God bless you. All right. All minds are clear. Let us stand as we get ready.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Say that again. Come on. There is power, power.
Yeah.
Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. It's power, power. Wonder working power in the presence of the Lamb.
Praise God. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a happy new year. Love you, mama.